This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Ernesto Fabian Sosa Calderon. Date of birth, September the 2nd, 2015. Case ID number is 3127002. Date of examination, October the 4th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Francisco Cervantes, dated 2/23/2022. Informant is the mother. Her name is Rosa Calderon. Identifying information. This is a 7-year, 1-month-old male who presented to my office with his mother for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of abnormal gait in utero. The claimant is presently in the kindergarten class and not receiving disability benefits. His parents are married by common law, and the father is a mechanic who works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. They live in a house, and they have 9 other children. The mother is a stay-home mother who takes care of all her children at this time. At the present time, they're not receiving any kind of disability benefits except for food stamps. Allegations, number one, abnormal gait, -hinu varum. History of allegations, number one, abnormal gait, hinu varum. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had an abnormal gait and deformity, especially of the left leg, which is hinu varum. He has been diagnosed with Blount's disease, which is B-L-O-U-N-T, S disease, which is a congenital form of hinu varum. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. The claimant has had surgery on August the 8th, 2022, which was a placement of a plate on the lateral side of his left knee to help straighten out the knee with time. He has had no other surgeries. His condition is stable at this time, and he has not received any injections and denies any other kind of problems, such as fractures. The claimant occasionally has pain and stiffness with cold, damp weather, but usually has no pain at all. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly, stand for 5 minutes, climb 3, climb 1 flight of stairs slowly with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write and color. He is in the kindergarten class and is able to eat and drink with a cup and use both upper extremities. The claimant is able to dress himself and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time and is presently on no medication for pain. The claimant is limited in doing certain physical activities secondary to tripping over himself, since he is somewhat has a pigeon like footing. His physician at this time is Dr. Hoog, that's H-O-U-G-E, and Dr. Bell. Review of systems. The claimant mother denies any problems with headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting, day wetting, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rash. The mother states that he does have problems with clumsiness and trips over himself because he is bow-legged and does have muscle weakness as well as sometimes abnormal posture. Activities of daily living. The mother states that the child enjoys watching TV, playing with his telephone, sometimes bicycling with his bicycle, and playing with a ball. He is presently in kindergarten and is a large child for his age. He does play with his other siblings and lives in a very loving family unit. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the claimant was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age and was a easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. He sat alone without support at 8 months, comma, crawled at 8 months, comma, walked without support at 1 year, said his first words at 2 years, said his first sentences at 5 years, self-dressed without help at 5 years, was bladder trained during the day at 5 years of age, was bladder trained during the night at 5 years of age, and was bowel trained at 5 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child rarely cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was afraid of new faces or places, comma, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, comma. The mother also states that during the first 3 years of life, the child frequently enjoyed being held, comma, explored the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The mother states that the baby was born at Laredo Medical Center and that she was in labor for approximately 8 hours. The baby was not delivered by instruments, comma, was not a cesarean section, comma, was not more than one baby born, comma, was not blue at birth, comma, and was not given oxygen at the time of birth. The mother states that the baby was jaundiced at birth and placed in an incubator at that time, and states that the baby had no other problems and appeared to be a normal baby at the time of birth. The child's weight and length was normal. The mother states that she recalls he weighed approximately 8 pounds but does not remember his length, but states that it was a normal length. The mother stayed in the hospital for 2 days, and the baby also stayed 2 days in the hospital. Past history. The claimant had surgery on January the 3rd, 2022, for Freesia, and also had a left leg knee surgery on August 8, 2022, which consisted of a placement of a steel plate on the lateral side of his left knee, which was meant to straighten out the knee. He has not been hospitalized for any other reason. Social history. The mother states that nobody in the family smokes alcohol. Nobody in the family abuses alcohol. There is nobody in the family with tremors or seizure disorder. The mother states there is no one in the family who uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. There are no communicable diseases of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The mother is 33 years old, and the father is 37 years old. They have been married for multiple times by common law and have had 9 children between them. The relationship appears to be stable, and the father is working as a mechanic at this time. They do live in a house with all family members together. Although some of them have gotten married and left the family unit. Family history. The father is 37 and healthy. The mother is 33 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and obesity. There are no family members with any other congenital abnormalities except for a baby sibling who's 3 years old who has congenital deformity of her hands. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, growth chart. The claimant is above the 99 percentile for height according to his age, and it's also above the 99 percentile for his weight according to his age. Temperature, 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 82.5 pounds. Height, 5 feet 4 inches. BP, 120 over 80 mmHg. Heart rate, 74 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. General, this is a well-nourished and well-developed 7-year-old male in no acute distress who has difficulty ambulating because of henuvarum. Could you please drop down to extremities? Without clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. However, the claimant does have henuvarum, especially of the left leg, and is extremely bow-legged. His gait is asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and anontalgic. There is a 2-centimeter by 1-centimeter surgical scar on the left lateral area of his knee where a metal plate was placed to help the claimant's bow-leggedness correct itself. The claimant has a 28-degree internal rotation of the left knee and also has internal rotation of the right knee, but to a lesser extent. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant has full range of motion of all joints. However, there is evidence of henuvarum, especially of the left leg, and the claimant has a tendency to trip over himself. He is pigeon-toed, and his gait is asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. He could not walk on his heels and had much difficulty in walking on his toes. The claimant also had difficulty squatting. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 for the triceps, biceps, and brachioradialis reflexes. The claimant's patellar reflexes was 1 plus for the left side and plus 2 for the right. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for in all group tests with no evidence of muscle wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, but there is a skeletal anomaly of hinu bottom of both lower extremities at the knee area with pigeon toe walking and the claimant being very clumsy and falling over himself. There was no evidence of indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver, which is his mother. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. However, the claimant only speaks Spanish at this time. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality except for obesity and henovarum of both knees. Diagnosis, henovarum of both knees, bow-leggedness, dash, confirmed with physical examination, has been treated with a surgical plate placed on the left lateral area of the left leg. The right leg has not been treated at this time. His condition is stable, and his prognosis is fair to good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ernesto Fabian Soso Calderon.